math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than 20 bucks in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow 500 bucks at the DLC.
Wow, I'm speechless. And there's no way any of our competitors cost less. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist
who will help
combat climate change and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wayne Allen Root is the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 till 6. He'll give us a little preview look at what's ahead from 3 to 6 today. And don't forget, he's on at 3:05. At 2:50, about 15 minutes before that, we'll get a chance to give away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. The winner of today's daily prize will go into the hopper for the big weekly grand prize of a $100 gas card. Yeah, you say, you mean I could win twice this week? Yes, you sure could. And then don't forget, coming up at 2:05, Michelle Fiore, Republican candidate for state treasurer. We'll do all this and a whole bunch more. I'm so glad you've chosen this program to spend some time with this afternoon. Until we join you about 7 after the hour, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of what you're doing today right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announcing his weakened coalition will be disbanded and the country will head to new elections. Bob Agnew reports.
Bennett has struggled to keep his unruly coalition of eight parties together, and defections have left the crumbling alliance without a majority in the parliament for more than 2 months. Now Bennett and his main coalition partners say they'll present a vote to dissolve parliament in coming days. Voters will once again head to the polls in the fall to vote for new leadership. That will be Israel's fifth national election in the past 3 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Americans could be getting some relief at the gas pump. Mike Hempen has that report.
President Biden says he's considering a federal holiday on the gasoline tax and could decide within days.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
A gas tax holiday would save Americans up to 18 cents a gallon. The administration has been looking for ways to spare motorists from higher prices at the pump, including releasing oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve and increasing ethanol blending for the summer. Yet those efforts have yet to have a meaningful impact. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan tells the AP that nationally, gas is averaging $4.97 a gallon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Federal officials say most of Yellowstone National Park should reopen within the next 2 weeks. That's much faster than originally expected, after those record floods pounded the Yellowstone region last week and knocked out major roads. But Yellowstone superintendent said the park will be able to accommodate fewer visitors for the time being, and it will take many months to reconnect the park's roads with some southern Montana communities. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Lake Mead's water level is dropping at a faster rate than anticipated, prompting the Bureau of Reclamation to say water shortages and demand of the Colorado River will require reductions in water use of between 2 and 4 million acre feet next year to preserve critical levels at Lake Mead. Officials say if an agreement cannot be reached within 60 days on water use, the Interior Department could and would mandate cutbacks. Lake Mead has recently dropped to an all-time low of 28% of capacity. Oakland A's officials have been making weekly visits to Las Vegas recently as they work on choosing between the two sites for a potential ballpark. Team President Dave Cavall says there is no timeline on making an announcement. He says the team wants all aspects of the plan to be in place when that announcement is made. Duvall says he's been impressed by how open and creative Las Vegas officials have been in coming up with ideas of how to get a yes on that whole park project. And a new report is suggesting that ending smoking in casinos will not have a significant impact negatively on revenue. We'll have more on that story next hour.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overall, not too bad, but still delays through that construction downtown on Interstate 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange at the Spaghetti Bowl. Also, do look out for some left shoulder activity. That's 515 eastbound at Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, Wayne out en route. Raw and unfiltered from 3 until 6. And we are so happy to have him with us. Wayne out en route joining us. Wayne, you are so busy during the week with so many projects. You're writing books. You're promoting. You're out there. How do you spend your weekends? I'm just curious.
Well, I like to spend them relaxing, Kevin. That's what's so beautiful. You know, look, I'm going to be 61 years old next month. I cannot believe it, because I feel the same as when I was 30 or 40, and I think I look great. And so, you know, I don't feel like 61, and I guess age is just a number, right? So it's no big deal. But the reason I bring that up is I think after all these years, 40 years of working 16-hour days, I at least have to give myself the gift of kind of enjoying weekends. And I enjoy weekends now more than I ever have in my entire life. Of course, I'm newly married. We're having fun together. You know, life is good, and we see my kids all the time. And Cindy and I are having a great time. So I look forward to Fridays like no one you've ever met. On Friday night, I'm the happiest guy in the world. And I enjoy Saturday and Sunday all day. I probably do like 2 hours of work each day. For me, that's a real vacation. That's nothing. That's a joy. So, you know, most of the day, I'm having fun. So life is actually pretty good. And it's the first time in my life I'm actually having fun on weekends.
By the way, we just finished a primary election. I think Saturday was the last day when votes could be counted. And I'm just curious, what did you think of this primary election? Well, we know that Joe Gloria was going to make changes, but we still didn't know anything on election night. What did you think of the process of a primary election?
Well, you know, color me cynical, Kevin. I still don't trust a damn thing about it. You know, look, if I was the Democrats and I wanted to rig and cheat and steal, I would do none of the rigging and cheating and stealing in the primary, which would leave all of us rather secure and fat and happy and do nothing about it. And then when the general election comes, when it matters, I would rig and cheat and steal like crazy. So nothing that happened the other night means anything to me, because they're not going to rig and steal, at least I don't think they'll rig and steal, you know, a primary election. The rigging and stealing goes on in the general election. So I don't trust them as far as I can spit at them. I know nothing about Joe Gloria. I'm talking about the Democrat Party and the people in charge of counting in cahoots with the Democrat Party. I don't trust any of them. So I would say nothing happened the other night surprises me, and nothing that happened the other night makes me thrilled, other than the fact that a lot more Republicans voted than Democrats. So that's good. You know, other than that, I don't see anything that should make us say, oh, we can let our guard down, now everything's okay. Never think that. Democrats know they're about to get destroyed, killed, humiliated, sacrificed, slaughtered in November. There's not enough words to describe what's going to happen to them in November if an honest election is allowed to happen. And you and I both know they don't want to be slaughtered, and they don't want an honest election, so they're going to try their best to cheat and rig and steal in November. And my guess is there's only so much cheating, stealing, and rigging you could do with everybody watching. So they can never do more than 6 to 8, maybe 10 points. If we win by 20, there's nothing they could do. So I think it's, you know, if everything was fair, we'd probably win an 80 to 100 seat congressional slaughter, the likes of which has never happened in the history of America. But because they cheat and rig and steal in their own blue states, they'll probably keep a lot of those seats. It'll probably be a 50 to 60 seat Republican win. But if everything was honest, it'd be 80 to 100 seats. So it'll be a big landslide, but it won't be as big as it could have been.
Do you see anything that can save Biden and thus save the Demo-rats?
Yeah, I see something that could save the Demo-rats, that they're going to replace Biden. He's gone. He's as good as gone. Biden is finished. And the only question is, are they going to make an excuse and force him to step down, or force him to say, you know, I can't do it anymore mentally. I'm tired. I'm old. I can't think anymore. Or have his wife come forward and say, due to dementia, you know, poor Joe is resigning as of today. All that is either going to happen. The only debate is, will it happen before the midterms to try and save themselves in the midterms, or will it happen after the midterms and they see what kind of a, you know, slaughter it is? But either way, Joe is gone. He's never running again in 2024. That's even what Trump said, and you don't expect that, you know, that kind of honest talk from a politician, especially one who's planning to run in 2024, and you know Trump's planning to run in 2024. But he said in his interview with me last Tuesday, I asked him point blank, will Biden ever run against you? Excuse me, last Monday. Will Biden ever run against you again? And his answer was, I really, really doubt it. Biden's never going to run again. And that's my belief, too. So Trump and I are on the same page. Biden is never running again. He's done. He's finished. It's not his own choice to make. Democrats know they've got to get rid of him. There's a famous Sly Stallone movie, Throw Grandma off on the Train. And I think there's going to be Throw Grandpa off on the Plane, Air Force One.
Wow. Are you getting any traction at all nationally on this notion that you brought up to him, the idea of becoming Speaker of the House?
Two things. First of all, you know, it would take me 100 hours on the air with you, Kevin, and nobody wants to spend 100 hours talking about one topic, but it literally would take me 100 hours to explain the amount of banning and censorship and attacks on me and my career that have gone on since the day I became a Republican, a conservative talk show host. From that moment on, I've been a big target of the left, and they're all trying to destroy me and silence me and ban me. It's incredible. And so before I tell you about the speaker idea, I just want to mention, I did an interview, as you know, last Monday with the former president of the United States, and you know, you talk about a country where everything's going wrong and criminals are being let out by Soros-backed DAs. You know, you can murder someone and be out in a day, and they're teaching kids, they're grooming them to be transgender in school, and, you know, crime waves across the country, and incredible inflation, and homeless everywhere, and open borders. All the things you think are bad. But YouTube banned my video with President Trump because you're not allowed to hear what me and Trump have to say. So the sponsor of that video was my great friend Kip Herridge, who's the sponsor of my radio show, VRAinsider.com, a stock newsletter. So he just asked for one thing in return for sponsoring it. He said, I want to put it up first, the video of the actual interview. I want to put it up first on my YouTube page. Give me an hour before you put it up all over the Internet on your sources. And I said, great. So he puts it up. Within less than an hour, YouTube has removed it. They've locked him out of his own account, and then they announce he's banned forever.
Wow.
This is what's going on in America. This was not an interview with a known international terrorist. This wasn't an interview with the head of ISIS. This wasn't an interview with a man who murdered his children. This is an interview with the President of the United States, and they took it down, removed it, and banned him. And this has been going on with me. It's like they're following me, and they're trying to make sure that I never, ever, ever can get my message out because they know how good I am, Kevin. I'm as good as anyone in the country at attacking Democrats and putting forth the Republican agenda, and they just don't want me to speak. So everything I do, they try to minimize its reach. They try to make sure nobody can hear it, nobody can see it. And I just think it's more examples of everything I'm saying, which is a communist takeover of the United States. Socialism is an economic system. Communism is when you ban and censor and try and destroy people's lives and have show trials like they did with Trump with the January 6th hearings. And when you stick people in prison for doing nothing, well, you let the people on your side get away with murder. This is communism. It is not socialist. It is a communist attack upon America, and it's no different than the Nazis or the Soviet Union or East Germany in what they do to their opponents. So I just think it's disgraceful. Despite all that, my message about him being House Speaker has gotten out to, you know, every conservative website you can name. And Newsmax did a story about it this morning, and the Washington Examiner did a story over the weekend. And I saw about 10 mentions all over the internet of Donald Trump talking to conservative talk show host Wayne Allyn Root and Root questioning him about Speaker of the House and saying he's got to run, he's got to run. And Trump saying, I did not endorse McCarthy. And we'll talk about all this, Wayne, at a future date in private. So all of that made it into the news despite the banning. But I'm just telling you, it's such a battle out there with Wayne Root trying to get my message out. Every step of the way, they're trying to block everything I say.
I just want to know, who is the geek that's in charge of monitoring what Wayne Allyn Root and Kevin Wall and Mark Levin and people? Who is it that's in charge of monitoring what we're saying on here?
You know, I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of them, you know, just as the FBI is monitoring what all we're doing and saying. The NSA is listening to all we're doing and saying. This is a DOJ job. There's an FBI job. There's an NSA job. There's a CIA job. There's all kinds of, you know, I don't mean all of that necessarily at Wayne Root or Kevin Wall. I just mean at this moment in time, all over America, everybody who's the opposition is being listened to. And some are being listened to much more than others. I know I'm right at the top of the list. And they want to know what I'm saying, what I'm doing. And I assume at all times, every one of my emails is being watched. Every one of my texts is being watched. Every one of my phone calls is being watched. And so, you know, I just am very careful what I say. And I know that they're listening and watching at all times. And everyone should feel the same way. This is just a communist attempt to destroy all free speech in the United States of America.
The author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, Wayne Allyn Root, joining us. I got to ask you, because it's been in the news just in the last 24 hours, and that is what the president is at least looking at is a gas tax holiday. First of all, soaring gas prices, they're not getting any better. They're getting worse. Is this the answer to fix what is wrong?
No. I mean, look, I'm never against suspending taxes. I'm always thrilled that someone out there is suspending taxes. So that's good. I'm not going to be against that. But in general, it won't do a damn thing. Are you kidding me? This is just a disaster. You know, we have food shortages. We're going to have gas shortages. The food shortages are going to get much worse. The farms are in trouble. The truckers are in trouble. There's no diesel fuel on the East Coast of the United States. Truckers are out of gas, and there's nobody to bring it to them. This is all going on right now. We've got so many food processing plants and manufacturing facilities that have burned to the ground. I'm convinced there are eco-terrorists out there who want us all to eat bugs and flies and mosquitoes for the rest of our lives and maybe some tofu and broccoli on a good day. And they're trying to burn down and destroy everyone that processes or ranches or grows, you know, the kind of things that the average American actually wants, which is meat and chicken and fish and other forms of real animal protein. They don't want it. They want to destroy our way of living and our quality of life. And it's happening every single day. So if you think that a little gas tax holiday is going to change anything, well, Biden has basically banned or discouraged the ability to drill or the ability to frack or the ability to mine coal or the ability to build pipelines or the ability to build natural gas ports in the United States. Basically, nothing has been built in this country in like 40 years. And that's why Vegas is in a lot of trouble with water. This city is in so much trouble because all you have to do to solve this problem is have desalinization plants on the California coast that pipe the water to us. And we have as much cleaned out, desalted, desalinated ocean water as we need. And we can grow to a city of 20 million. And yet they refuse, the Nazi environmentalists in California won't let one plant be built. So there is no desalinization. So we can't use the ocean. So I don't know what what's going to happen to this town, but it's crazy that new people move in every month and we have no water. And you heard Jim Dallas in the break talking about how bad it is and how there's going to be drastic reductions in how you can water your lawns and how much water you can use. This is an impossible situation, and it's so easy to solve. Israel's in a desert worse than ours, and they got plenty of water. They have desalinization plants. They have ways to create water. We don't. And it's all because of environmental wackos and environmental Nazis who are stopping us from living our lives. So is any of this going to help oil? No. The price of gas? No. The price of home heating oil? No. Is it going to help with water shortages? No. Is it going to help with food shortages? No. They're creating it all. Don't ever think they're looking to solve the problem. They are creating the problem. They want the problem. This is the intentional destruction of the United States and our way of life.
In our final couple of minutes, the first Clark County case of monkeypox. You've talked a lot on your show about COVID. Is this the new big thing, this whole monkeypox deal?
Well, it's a new scam. It's a new scam. It's not a big deal. I couldn't care less. I never cared about COVID. Do you know, listen, you have to follow all these amazing doctors out there who are holistic doctors who believe in vitamins and herbs and natural ways to save your life. And if you do, you will know that COVID was never a threat to anybody except really old, really sick people. Other than that, COVID's never been a threat to anybody. And so a new story is just out today. A study was done all over the world of 300,000 unvaccinated people who refuse to get the vaccine. And it even says it identifies why, because they believe in vitamins. Those are people like me. And it even tells you what vitamins they believe in, the same ones I do. Mega dose of vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. And it says they've used ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine at various times, and they've never ever cost the healthcare system anything. 300,000 people studied for a year, and they have such low rates of illness, and almost nobody's ever been hospitalized and nobody's died, not from COVID or anything else. You're talking about a population, Kevin, that relies on big pharma and drugs and has gotten itself vaccinated, and they're all sick and they're dying and they're hospitalized and they get COVID at the drop of a hat. And then you're talking about people like me who don't ever get sick. And the reason why is we take care of ourselves. We eat healthy. We take vitamins. And if, God forbid, we get a little cold or flu, we take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus double the vitamins, and we're fine. We don't need hospitals. We're not going to die. This is the biggest bunk I've ever heard in my life. It makes no sense, and monkeypox is no threat to anybody, except maybe if you're having sex with 20 gay men a night in a gay club. And I'm not against gay people, but it is proven monkeypox is tied to gay clubs and gay bathhouses and gay nightclubs all over the world. Every outbreak is tied to gay men in gay clubs. So it's got nothing to do with the average person who lives a healthy life. So don't lose 1 minute of sleep over it. None.
30 seconds on when the successor to the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book will be available. You got a new book coming out.
Yes, and it's gone slower because I am just so overwhelmed with work. I thought it would actually be out in June or maybe the first week of July, and it's not. So I figure now, maybe late August, early September, the Great Patriot Boycott book is the name of it. And all it's a matter of is just gathering the names of all the companies that we should all be buying from because they're conservative and Christian and they love us, and we should be spending our money with them, not with all the losers of the world who hate us. And so the compilation is almost done, and then I've got to get it edited, and then I've got to get it promoted, and then I've got to set a date. So let's just say September is probably when it'll come out, and I'll have a couple months before the election, which is probably pretty good timing, good time of year to be pushing it. But I want to stress again, study of 300,000 unvaccinated people, almost none of them is ever sick, almost none of them ever had COVID, none of them were ever hospitalized, none of them ever died. That's the answer, folks. It isn't vaccines. It's taking vitamins, eating a good, healthy diet, mostly keto, mostly protein, very little carbs, working out every day, and then when you do get sick, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or vitamins, and that is the answer to life, and this is the proof of it. It's finally absolutely confirmed. People who get vaccinated are dying and sick, and the people who are unvaccinated are completely healthy and cost the healthcare system nothing because they're never sick and they don't go to hospitals. So that's the kind of people you want in your population.
Okay, how can folks reach out to you, Wayne?
Sure. The website's rootsforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com, and you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you'll hear me every afternoon, like today, 3 o'clock right now, hour and a half from now, right here on AM 670.
I'll be listening, and so will a lot of other people. Wayne, thanks, man. Always good. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless. Root for America.
There you go. Rootforamerica.com. That's how you find out what he's up to, and he's always up to something. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage,